This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
So this is amazing. James O'Keefe confronting Jordan from Pfizer, who's now massively viral thanks to last night's Project Veritas video. Now the new one, O'Keefe confronting him at some cafe, and he is just going ballistic, losing his mind, and we pick it back up where we left off.
Okay, so man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
wait. Why would you bring race into this? We have you on tape talking about mutating the COVID virus.
No one knew this.
Pause this. This is hilarious. Pause it. Of course he goes for the racial angle. Look, do you see what a dishonest liar this person is? Let's just put some of the basics out here. This person is a dishonest liar. And he calls the police. He says, I'm in danger. I'm surrounded by four white people. Nobody's touching him. Nobody's surrounding him. Nobody's assaulting him. He's not at any physical risk. He's lying. So we're watching him lie in live time. It's like, hey, we're all in the room recording you right now. We're catching you lying about your situation. You sure you want to do this? So clearly, this guy's a liar. Now, was he lying about the gain-of-function research? Obviously, that's the story that they're going to go with. From my perspective, it appears that that's what he's been coached to do. And without going into too much information, let's just say that this isn't the first time Pfizer's been exposed by Project Veritas. And so they may have had an idea that these videos were going to come out ahead of time. And they prepared him for this. But what I can tell you, this video was shot Tuesday night in New York City. Just so you understand the timeline. This video was shot Tuesday night. That's all I can tell you right now. But the silence from Pfizer is obviously damning. They knew these videos were about to come out. And here's their guy, Tristan Walker, lying on camera. We're witnessing him lying on camera, freaking out because he's been caught and now he's being confronted again. Continue.
May I show you the video?
No, I want to know what he's going to
leave. We have to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you cannot just leave.
Are you, do you want me to leave?
I want the police to come here and deal with you.
Do you can I ask you about this video? Please.
You can tell them about how he's lying to a press.
Here, just is it true what you say?
What is it? No. I literally was on a first date with a guy, and like normal men, you lie to impress a date.
Mutating viruses?
Really? Really? No, that's not what normal men do. That's what scumbags like you do, punk. Punk. Don't try to drag good men down. Don't try to drag gentlemen down. You're just a punk. You're just a lying punk that works for a satanic company, and you've been caught. And now you're throwing an absolute fit, just like we would expect you to, as you're being exposed for what you really are. Continue.
Do you not work for Pfizer? Sir, do you not work for Pfizer? Do you work for... Do you currently work for Pfizer, yes or no? Do you currently work for Pfizer, yes or no? So you don't work for Pfizer? He doesn't want me to leave, ma'am.
Oh, you can't do this to people! You can't do this to people! You work for a company that makes viruses in a lab. You work for a company that makes viruses so you can make vaccines and make billions of dollars. You work for a company that's already paid out the biggest medical malpractice lawsuits in all time. You work for a company whose products are known to kill hundreds of thousands of people. And you're going to sit there and throw your arms in the air flamboyantly and say, you can't do this. You can't do this. You said you do gain-of-function research. You said you do directed evolution. You said you make viruses so you can sell vaccines to people as a cash cow. And now you're in a cafe throwing your arms in the air saying, you can't do this to me! Yeah, right, punk. Boy, I'll tell you, we thought you were bad before. You're even worse. This video makes you look even worse.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Talked about, but it's not getting near enough attention, and I think it's partly because people were reporting on the consumer price index rising and the producer price index and the inflation that's been going on since Biden took office, but really that was the tip of the iceberg. Now we're actually starting to see the true economic devastation of Democrat Party politics, Joe Biden's policies, and so much more. And so it's really amazing to sit here and watch this. Oh, there's an egg shortage. Oh, egg prices are up. Your grocery bill is up. Your gas bill is up. Your electricity bill is up. It's all going up. The interest rates on your mortgage has more than doubled since Trump left office. And so there's all different examples of this. And joining me now to discuss it is Dave Krieger from cloudedtitles.com. I guess specifically, Dave, as far as the housing market is concerned, what are we seeing post-Biden, and how does the housing market reflect what's going on in the economy at large?
Well, Owen, first off, I got to say, it's great to be here, and congratulations on your rankings at number 11 in the latest listener poll that just came out with the War Room, and just want to let you know we're paying attention to what's going on over there.
You know,
and we know you guys are.
That's really kind of you. I appreciate that. You struck a nerve with that one. I'm just going to leave it be.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, we're looking at a serious foreclosure crisis now that is looming over America, and we basically, as you know, we have a pre-pandemic level measurement. Adam Data, which we look at a lot, they supply Realty Track with a lot of this information. And Realty Track obviously monitors a lot of foreclosures for all the mainstream foreclosure mills and the back channel networks. And we're talking about networks like the NDEX, which nobody pays attention to. It's the nickname for the National Default Exchange. And they're a group of foreclosure mill law firms and servicers that are literally watching the country unfold, and I'm talking about all these mortgages and stuff. They've continued to go out and securitize mortgages even after, you know, the meltdown in 2008. We went through 2009 through 16 where 97.5% of people vacated their homes when they were served with foreclosure notice. Didn't matter what state they were in, Florida and Texas and California, all the sand states, as a matter of fact, Arizona, Nevada, they were all involved in the seizure of all these properties. Well, here's something unique now. Right now in California, which is where I'm headed this afternoon, tomorrow we're going to be teaching an actual foreclosure relief defense workshop with attorney Al West and myself and a former law professor who teaches bankruptcy. Because, as you know, the OCC, of course, they say that bankruptcy is a stall tactic. Well, you see, the thing is these attorneys, they're lying to you when they tell you that, oh, you just need to wait and just wait for 90 days. And see, these are the foreclosure servicer employees telling you this, too. But they've been instructed to tell you by the banking cartels and the servicers that are handling all these real estate mortgage investment conduit mortgages. They're there to basically say, let's stall them and make them wait and don't make any payments for 90 days, because on day 91, all that insurance, the credit default swap, everything kicks in. And these people, literally, a $500,000 mortgage will net all of the players in the securitization market $7 million off of a $500,000 mortgage, because it gets sold and resold and resold. And, of course, way back when I was talking to Alex about the book Clotted Titles, we were talking about an entity called MERS, Mortgage Electronic Registration System. Well, since I've been on the show, MERS and its parent MERS Corp. were sold in October of 2018 to the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. And they are the same outfit that owns the New York Stock Exchange. What a merry bunch of bedfellows we have. And then on the outside in the periphery, you've got Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, all operating shell corporations, and they're on the web saying, look, we have nothing to do. We're not stealing people's homes. Now they just let their shell corporations go in and bid $5,000 to $10,000 more than market value to get a hold of that house, because they're going to turn us into a nation of renters. That's the intention. It's not ESG they're really after. They're after everybody who's got a mortgage property, and as time goes on, they're going to find reasons to put you in default. And you have to understand something. If MERS is listed on your mortgage or deed of trust document, your loan has been securitized on Wall Street. You're in the secondary markets, and some REMIC trust that was created in New York or Delaware owns your property. They're the ones who actually loaned you the money, not the corresponding lender that you met at the closing table when you got the keys to the house, because that's what people wanted. And they didn't care how screwed up their credit score was back then. Well, they kind of modified things around a little bit. So you got to work a little bit harder. And if you got 20% down, that's great, because now we have equity we can steal. And this is what the servicers are doing. And back in 2012, Owen, you probably remember that what they did was they signed an agreement with 49 states' attorneys general, excepting Oklahoma. And they agreed in 2012, in February of 2012, which became effective a month later, that they weren't going to file any more of these nefarious documents in the land records. And as soon as the ink was dry, it's business as usual. They just went back and did everything they said they weren't going to do. And they still are to this day, because we conducted forensic examinations and audits in Williamson County, Texas, and Osceola County, Florida. And, of course, the proverbial caca hit the fan after those came out. And the banks, literally, in the Williamson County, Texas audit, when we got done there, we had a law firm of Bryce Vander Linden and Wernick actually disband and scatter because they were named in the report. And this is something that came straight out of my corporate attorney's mouth in Austin 3 weeks after that report was released. MERS published in the Austin American Statesman a full-page ad rebutting the audit that we conducted. And eventually, Williamson County joined Travis in Nueces County and sued MERS and several banks in Nueces County, Texas. And, of course, they lost that one because they have to prove damage. And see, most county recorders and clerks don't have the right to sue. That was proven in the case with Jeff Thigpen in Guilford County, North Carolina, Register of Deeds there, who I talked to on occasion. And the thing is I still am doing the foreclosure stuff. And with this workshop that came out, you know what's really crazy? We were putting out the word that we were going to be in L.A., and all of a sudden I was getting back-channel communication, Owen. I passed away. People were literally freaking out, wondering where to send flowers and stuff because they heard I died. Who was putting this information out right before we're getting ready to launch a workshop to teach people how to fight the banks? 99.9% of all REMIC foreclosures are illegal in the United States of America, and they're continuing to do it, and they're filing phony documents in the land records. I can't help stress enough to people as a warning, if you want to protect your property from thieves and from these banks and their servicers that are very unscrupulous, they're the ones that are actually stealing it.
What is
happening?
You've
got to go check your land records.
Yeah, what has happened in the housing market, and this has been going on well before I was, you know, interested or paying attention, or even a homeowner myself, I mean, buying a house for most people is probably the biggest purchase you're ever going to make, you know, just as far as financially and just as a life decision. And it's slowly but surely, generationally, it gets harder and harder and harder to do. And this is all by design so that you actually never own property. Essentially, you're an indentured servant to the banks or whoever has your mortgages. And as you were just explaining, Dave, they can come in and they'll try to take your property. And now I think that's actually the agenda. You know, even with some of the stuff that went down at Berkshire Hathaway over the years, I still think they were in the consumer market. They still wanted to buy and sell homes. But with BlackRock and Vanguard, it's like, no, they just want to own everything. They want to price Americans out of the process altogether. And so I want to talk about that when we come back from the break, just kind of the overall story. And here's a headline from today. GDP report reveals second worst drop in real disposable income ever since 1932. So, folks, how are you going to buy a house? Well, you're not. You're going to either try to rent one or you're just going to be a renter. And they even try to, even when the housing prices drop, they still rig the market by raising the interest rates. So we'll talk about that with Dave on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Subject of how the housing market has gotten so out of control, where it used to be the average middle American family could afford a home or at least not be facing, you know, 30 years of paying half their paycheck to own a home. And of course, this has been slowly but surely used against the American people by the central banks and by these predatory real estate groups, which we're getting a better idea of now. And I kind of tie it all together with this headline from today. GDP report reveals second worst drop in real disposable income ever since 1932. So less and less people are able to afford a house. The big banks love this. The big real estate companies love this because they can go in and buy them up at whatever price they want and then either sell them at a higher price or just rent them to you perpetually. And the banks like this because now they know they're dealing with people that have billions, if not trillions of dollars, instead of you, the average American, working every day to try to pay off your mortgage. But, you know, what I saw recently, Dave, was this phenomenon, because there was a big housing boom during Trump, and people were buying and selling houses more than they had in recent history, and this caused a lot of prices to go up. A lot of housing prices went up, and homeowners felt good about that. And purchasers were okay with that. They had more disposable income. But now, obviously, in the Biden economy, not so good. Post-COVID, not so good. Housing prices drop again. And here's the big disturbance. People see this not knowing any better, and they say, oh, that house I was looking at that was $450,000 3 years ago, look at this, it's down to $350,000. Maybe now's a good time. Oh, oops, except the interest rate, which was, let's say you got your house at $450,000 at a 2.7 interest rate. Well, okay, now it's $350,000, but now you're at a 7.5 interest rate. So the banks are still getting their money. They're still getting their money for a $450,000 house. You just don't see it because it's all in the fine print. It's all in the numbers. So how can Americans understand this market better on top of not just knowing what to do to protect their property, but what is the overall story? How has this been done where Americans with the highest standard of living and the greatest economy on planet Earth in recent history, and most people can't even really afford to own a home?
That's easy to answer. It's called We Have a Plandemic, and that was all part of the big takedown. Because look what happened, Owen, when the plandemic hit. And I call it a plandemic, and you, obviously, I mean, I thank you for running the Pfizer video. We appreciate that. I even, when I saw it, I go, where did they record this in New York? Oh, well, no wonder. It's a one-party consent state. That means you're legally allowed to record a conversation if you're a contributor or, you know, part of the interview. You can record without their consent or even their knowledge and get away with it. So there is nothing that that wimp can do. And I'm glad you played the video. See, that's all leading up to the bigger game plan here, because Big Pharma and medical tyranny, and we're talking Moderna, we're talking J&J, we're talking all of them. I mean, they're all in on it. And the thing is the fear mongering that was going on, and then Congress going out. When Biden came in, the first thing he did was wreck the economy with 44 different executive orders, shutting down Keystone, driving energy prices up, and then Congress, under Democratic control, turned around and started spending money like whores and literally drove, because of all the excess borrowing they were doing from the Fed had to raise interest rates to try to control inflation, and that didn't work. It's not working. And so what happens is, here you have pre-pandemic all of a sudden the pandemic hits, they issue a moratorium, people stop paying, there's a lot of forbearances going on, people are starting to go, oh, how are we going to survive? All of a sudden, all the mom-and-pop businesses we used to work at aren't open anymore. Oh, my God, what are we going to do for income? And now what have they done? They've gone out and used their credit cards to live on and pay their bills and buy their groceries and get deeper and deeper in debt to where now all that disposable income is paying interest on interest. I mean, they just keep peeling those dollar bills off, folks, and just set them on fire because they're all just going to the bank. And literally, then all of a sudden here, the pandemic is now supposedly over. If they don't keep, you know, if Scarecrow in the White House and Giggles, his sidekick, doesn't keep extending the emergency, the COVID emergency. The thing is that the your basic pandemic is over. And all of a sudden, the moratorium has been lifted. And all of a sudden, look at all those people that got into trouble are now at risk of losing their house. In the state of California alone, we have 14,000 plus active foreclosures, followed by Texas and Florida, ranking second and third. And the states, I mean, all the numbers are stacking up. If you just go online and look at all of the foreclosure activity, look at Adam Data and the number of foreclosures that we're getting from Adam Data, it's just ridiculous. I mean, we have direct contact with them in San Diego, and we're constantly talking to them about the data. And the data is showing that people are faltering. At least 25% of America right now is 60 days behind in their mortgage payment. Believe it or not, they're struggling to keep up. And this is exactly what the banks want, because when you're 30 days behind, you're in default. And when you're in default, well, see, if you don't know, you might not be in default. And that's where MERS comes in. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you these things, because if you have a MERS mortgage, it means, you know, one, yeah, the price of the house is going down, like you said, Owen. But the thing is I see prices of real estate in Florida are going through the roof. A house that, you know, I may have sold for $450,000 is now worth $650,000. So in certain areas of the country, they're skyrocketing because of lack of inventory. It's driving demand up.
That's because Florida's like the last free state in America where people want to live 12 months of the year. And, you know, you mentioned the thing about the extension of the COVID emergency. And maybe that's why our governor, Greg Abbott, he just extended it in Texas. It didn't barely make the news. Greg Abbott just extended the COVID emergency here. Maybe that's because he's seeing all these people still behind in their payments, because it's definitely not a health thing.
Oh, no. No, this is a real problem because, see, people get behind and they get into credit debt. And, I mean, if you look at the statistics on credit debt, it's huge. One of the things that we're trying to impress on people is, look, you got to go to the land records. In Florida, for example, all 67 counties are online. You can actually go and look up anybody's land record online, which identity thieves are now doing. And if you're not living in Florida full time and you're not checking your land records, you literally risk having identity thieves come in, find the place that you're living, go look up your utility bills using the information from the land records, finding out how leveraged you are, and then saying, oh, they got a lot of equity in their house. Let's steal the title. So they go and record a phony quitclaim deed and turn around and put your house on the market and sell it. And you're not there because you're a snowbird and you live there 6 months out of the year. So, you know, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in the land records, at least now with all of this garbage going on, I mean, seriously, somebody is going to come in. Could it be a servicer, an identity thief, or whatever the case may be? You risk having your house stolen out from under you. This is basically a no holds barred. Get everything you can, grab everything you can while the panic is going on. And all the stuff that you're watching right now, Rowan, Owen, is a rope-a-dope. Remember Sugar Ray Leonard used to do this? He used to swing with one hand while he's beating you with the other. I mean, this is exactly what's going on. And people got to get this cognitive dissonance out of their brain and start looking at the Hegelian dialectic, which is exactly what's getting played. They want a solution. They want globalist government.
Let's do that. Let's talk solutions.
We're inching closer.
Let's talk solutions on the other side here. If people are struggling with this so they don't lose their property, let's talk about solutions on the other side with Dave Krieger.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got Dave Krieger with us talking about the issues in the housing market, and I want him to address how you can protect your property from these predatory bankers and real estate agents. Folks, remember, everything we do here is made possible by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know Bone Broth Plus is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. But for today's audience, if you're tuned in, you can get it 40% off with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. Coupon code FREEALEX at checkout will get you 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I know personally I'm excited this is finally back in stock because I like putting the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus powder in my protein shakes post-workout to get a nice recovery and muscle gain. So You can get it 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com using coupon code FREEALEX. All right, Dave, how can individuals dealing with this protect their property? What do they need to know?
Well, the first thing, Owen, they've got to look at their chain of title. That's the they've got to know what's in their documents that they signed when they took out their mortgage loan. That's number one, because we see more people now affected by securitized paper, and they have absolutely zero idea who actually owns their home. This has been discussed. You know, we did that when I wrote the book Clouded Titles and released it in 2010. Who'd have thought that I'd have been running into federal judges who were literally asking me, what is it you're doing that has MERS so mad at you that they're exploding in the courtroom while you're sitting in there trying to have you thrown out? What is MERS freaked out about? Because I'm telling the truth. And I handed him a copy of the book Clouded Titles, and the federal magistrate started laughing. They know the truth. It's just that nobody's given them a decent case to hang their hat on. They can't rule on something when you don't have concrete evidence. And here's part of the problem we have right now. In getting to your solution, you actually have to prove, according to a case ruled in 2016 called Spokio versus Robbins by the Supreme Court. That's that little social media site, the platform Spokio. Kind of works like Ben Verified. It's a place where you can go look up people like MyLife.com and all that. Well, Spokio was sued by a guy named Robbins in the Ninth Circuit, went to the Supreme Court. He was saying, oh, well, you pretty much messed me over under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And the Supreme Court goes, ah, you don't have a case because you haven't suffered actual concrete injury in fact. So now what that means, it speaks to the homeowner. And Texas, by the way, has accepted the jurisprudence of that case. I have been told by attorneys I work with all over the country and in Texas that Spokio versus Robbins actually is acknowledged in the state of Texas and elsewhere. You have to look that up. You've got to know. Knowledge is power. And if you don't have it, you're going to lose. If you think that you can go into court pro se or pro per, or you're a patriot and you think that you can go in and yell Title 41, or I don't care what these people are doing, these judges are gearing up for this. This is like a SWAT team. They know you are armed. You're inside your house. See, the way to keep them away from you is knowledge. And if you don't check your land records, first off, that's number one. Check your land records. Get every single document from the time that you got a hold of the property by warranty deed. If you're in California, it's a grant deed. And then once you have that warranty deed in your hot little hand, pull every other document, mortgage, whatever the case may be. If you're in a deed of trust state like Texas or California, most of the Ninth Circuit is a deed of trust state. And they, you know, there are mortgage states like Florida, Pennsylvania, Illinois. These are people that actually get sued. And when they get sued, they at least have time to go to court and respond. In the deed of trust states, you don't have any time. They immediately put your house on the auction block. They set a date and it's gone. So the one thing you have to do is be aware. The time to prepare to do battle with the banks is before you feel like, oh, I can't make my mortgage payment this month. Oh, I just lost my job. I got a medical emergency. What do I do? You just need to start researching your land records and see what kind of garbage is being filed, because the first time you're 30 days late, all of a sudden, one of these securitized mortgage loans all of a sudden rears its ugly head vis-a-vis the servicer. Now, the mortgage loan servicers won't tell you the truth. And the truth is, the remix, according to the Internal Revenue Code, in Section 860G, D through G, they can only stay open 1 year, which means that when you took your mortgage loan out, say you took out a mortgage loan in 2004, in 2005, that remix is closed. They lose their tax-exempt status. So the servicer, what they're doing now with their little employee base out there is they're going and they're drafting these assignments, which they agreed in 2012 they weren't going to do. And they record these assignments in the land records. And they basically are claiming they own your loan, or they transferred it into a REMIC trust, which was created in New York or Delaware. What they're not telling you is the REMIC trust closed. It's not in existence anymore. So who's really trying to come after your property? You see, that's the big secret. Well, it's not a secret now, because I'm going to tell you who's coming after it. It's the bloody mortgage loan servicer. Why? Because they have an agreement under the operating agreements of the prospectus. The investors popped all that money into that trust that you got loaned to buy your home. They have to pay. The servicer's got to pay your principal and interest every month, whether you pay it or not. Did you hear what I just said? If you don't make a mortgage payment for 6 months, the Remix servicer has to make the payment, principal and interest, for you on the distribution date, which is usually somewhere between the 20th and 25th of every month before the due date. So if you don't make your payment, guess what? It's still being paid. How then can you be in default? And what does the mortgage loan servicer do? They hire a law firm, and they come after you, and they send you letters saying you're in default, you haven't made a payment in 6 months, and now we're going to take your house. Well, the thing is what they don't want to tell the judge or anybody else is they're lying. They don't own your mortgage loan. They're servicing your mortgage loan, and what they're trying to do is dummy up phony documents, put them in the land records, and if you don't go check them, you don't know if they're going to be there. Solution number one, you got to go check the land records and see if one of these bogus documents is in there. If it is, you've got ammunition. And if it's recently recorded, you are allowed to, like, for example, under Texas law, under 16.033 of the Civil Practice and Remedies Code, you're allowed to challenge the validity of that document. But you see, the legislature got manipulated, Owen, and they said they put a 2-year cap on when the document was recorded. So if you're not paying attention to what's in the land records, you're already at a disadvantage when it comes to the foreclosure. I have seen stuff where I know the REMIC is closed. We've got proof from the Secretary of State of Delaware that the REMIC is closed, yet the servicer is trying to steal the house. And why? Because they're going to sell it on the courthouse steps. They're going to get the proceeds. And the servicer is going to put it in their pocket, and the investors and the lender who is originally in the game isn't going to get a dime. Neither is the REMIC. They've already been paid off because of the credit default swaps, the default insurance, the LPMI, the PMI, all of the stuff that you were paying for as a homeowner, they're getting paid multiple times over, which is why I said earlier in the show, you have a $500,000 mortgage that is making securitization, that whole game, $7 million. And that's how they're doing it. And now the servicer comes in. They want the gravy. So they're going to sell your house, and they're going to reimburse themselves for all that money they had to pay the REMIC investors when you didn't make your payment. And then some. Good luck getting the surplus. They're going to pocket all that money. You get nothing but butt-kiss, and you end up out on the street joining all those other homeless people that are out there in tent cities. We don't want that to happen. So numero uno, and I know we're coming up to the break here. Numero uno, you got to go to the land records and get out your complete chain of title as both the grantee and the grantor. And you've got to pull this stuff. If you need more information, there's my website. You can email me at cloudedtitles@gmail.com. I don't mind giving you the information because that's what we're here to do. We're helping. And I don't take money from people I can't help, frankly, Owen. We're very honest and we're very transparent here. And that's one of the reasons why I'm glad we're on the show, because we get to explain what's going on.
Well, and this is going to become, I think, more of an issue, sadly. I don't see the economy getting any better in the next 2 years with Biden still in the White House. So this could be an issue for many people. Remember that website, cloudedtitles.com, and, of course, the Power Hour as well. Dave Krieger, appreciate your time and service today.
We appreciate you, Owen. Thanks so much for bringing the truth out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, the Paul Pelosi...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Paul Pelosi hammer attack body cam footage has just been released, and so I just want to play it for you raw here and then kind of give you some of the commentary or observations that are being made afterwards. So let's just first go. It's about just under 2 minutes here. Police body cam footage just released of the police approaching the house and opening the door, and then the hammer attack, all in a short 2 minute time span. Here it is.
Yeah, definitely don't want all of here. I definitely don't want all of here. Hello. Yeah. It said 2620, right?
No, 2640.
Oh, yeah, it literally said in there.
Hi. Hey guys.
How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
Hi. Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
Air 14, Air 10, backup, code 3.
Code 3, backup,
unit
26.
Give me your f***ing hand!
Unit code
3, give me your f***ing hand!
14, runway for 14, out.
Air 14, Air 10, medics, code 3 as well.
Now, there's also been a new police phone call recording released. I don't know. Do we have that one on hand, guys? I didn't send that to you. But the Paul Pelosi phone call to the police has been released as well. We do have that? It's about 30 or a minute. So, from the video, though, and let's be clear. I mean, look, that's brutal. Paul Pelosi gets whacked over the head with a hammer and is bleeding out on the ground there. And so that's not fun to watch. But the narrative that this was right-wing, MAGA extremists, Trump caused it, clearly that's BS. And there's something else going on here that we don't know about. Now, whatever the guy's politics were, there's something else going on here, because in the police phone call that's just been released, Pelosi actually says, no, I don't need police. In the phone call, he says, no, I don't need the police. He then goes on to request Capitol Police, which to me indicates that the Pelosi family has some sort of a deal with the Capitol Police, that he felt more comfortable having the Capitol Police there so they could control this situation, whatever it is, and he didn't want the local police there because they're not under the control, the influence, the corruption of the Pelosi family, is kind of my response to that. Because why wouldn't you want the San Francisco police there if you're about to be hammered with a ballpoint hammer or whatever? Why would you not want the police there, whether it was Capitol Police or the San Francisco Police? To me, that's, hey, I know I got to deal with the Capitol Police. I can cover this thing up. I don't want the San Francisco Police coming here because then I might end up in some trouble. But that's all on the phone call. And then, guys, just give me the moment when they open the door again, if you would, in slow motion here. Because I just got to, it's kind of hard to see. It's moving quickly. But Paul Pelosi is in his underwear. The other guy he's with also appears to perhaps be in underwear. I mean, his butt gets exposed during this whole thing. So why is Paul Pelosi in his pajamas and his underwear? Why does he seem so cool, calm, and collected when he opens the door, even though they're both holding onto the hammer and kind of smirking, too? There's like a weird smirk. Right, and there is the drink in his hand, too. What is that about? Now, look, I'll be honest. You listen to Pelosi call in the police phone call that was released, and you listen to Pelosi talk. I mean, he doesn't sound drunk. I mean, he doesn't sound like he's drunk. So I don't know if him being drunk is an issue on this. But, again, it just, where is any evidence that this has anything to do with politics? Where is any evidence that this has anything to do with Trump or conservatives? It's not there. It never was there. That was the narrative that the Pelosi's wanted out there, and so their friends in the media helped them out in that regard. What is the true story here? I'm not sure. Obviously, more questions are going to be asked. Here is the Pelosi phone call to the police, which, again, just begs more questions.
Police
on the
floor. 2022.
Oh,
I guess I called on. What is it?
18 seconds.
It says
San Francisco Police. Do you need help?
Oh, well, there's a gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back. Nancy
Pelosi.
2:23. He's just waiting for her to come back because she's not going to be here for a day, so I guess we'll have to wait.
So pause it. Why? Pelosi seems a little confused at the beginning there. He says, what is this? What am I doing here? So who called the police? Did he call the police? Was he expecting to get the Capitol Police? And when it was the San Francisco Police, all of a sudden he didn't want to talk, but he kind of felt awkward on the phone? That's odd. Continue.
Did police fire a medical for anything?
8 seconds. I don't think so.
0223 and 58 seconds.
Is the Capitol Police around?
0-2-20.
No, this is San Francisco.
They protect my wife. They're usually here at the house protecting my wife.
No, this is San Francisco Police.
Friday, October.
I understand.
2022.
Okay, well.
0-2-24 and 18 seconds.
Pause it. Now he's asking the other guy what he thinks. Thinks about what? So Pelosi obviously didn't want to talk to the San Francisco police. He didn't want the San Francisco police to even show up. Why was the demand or the request made for Capitol Police multiple times? Why is he asking his supposed home invader hammer attacker what he thinks about the situation? That don't add up. Continue.
He thinks everything's good. I've got a problem, but he thinks everything's good.
This
gentleman just came into the house and wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
Do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is. He's telling me not to do anything.
What is your address, sir?
26.
2-25 and 0.
What is your name?
Seconds.
My name is Paul Pelosi.
Friday.
Anyway, this gentleman says that he thinks everything ought to, he told me to put the phone down. 2-25 and just do what he said.
18 seconds.
Okay.
Who? What's the gentleman's name?
I don't know.
What's that?
My name's David.
The name is David.
Okay, and who is David?
I don't know. What's that?
I'm a friend of theirs.
Yeah, he says he's a friend, but
you don't know who he is?
No, ma'am.
48 seconds.
Okay.
He's telling me I'm being very leading, so I got to stop talking to you, okay?
25 and 50. Okay, you sure? I can stay on the phone with you just to make sure everything's okay.
No, he wants me to get the hell off the phone.
0-2-26 and 0-8 seconds.
Okay, bye. And then obviously the San Francisco police show up at the house, and then you saw the body cam footage. So look, there's more questions than answers here. And what DePape was doing there, why he was requesting Nancy Pelosi, or what's going on between him, Paul, and the hammer, we still don't know. But boy, they love to jump to the conclusions and blame Trump, and they love to jump to the conclusions and blame Republicans, and they love to jump to conclusions and say, see, conservative terrorism. With, so far, I've seen no evidence of the sort. Maybe there's something there. Haven't seen it, though. Here's what we do know is going on. Democrats and liberals are burning the city of Atlanta to the ground again. State of emergency, National Guard called in, more Democrat Party terrorism, completely ignored by the mainstream media. We know what that is. We don't know what that was, but they lie about that.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.